So the first two that you see upon walking into this amazing exhibition are two cherubic
yes.
little faces
yeah.
looking back at us, and that's you and David.
That's right, and I suppose we would have been around 8 years of age. We met at primary school in Bromley, where we both lived. We lived round the corner to each other and met at Burntash Primary School, and we had an interest in a new form of music that hit us from America called rock and roll. Everything here had been very mundane up until then, and there was a huge bang of Americana that exploded to our ears and to our eyes, and everything about it was exciting and colourful, and the music was from Mars. It was just stuff you'd never heard. The music here was very mundane, as I say, and it was quite ballad laden, and hearing Little Richard for the first time and seeing him, it was just from another world entirely. There was Bill Haley, of course, rock around the clock, like 50 or 60 year old man in a tartan suit, didn't scream youth or rebel, whereas Elvis Presley, with his slinky moves and his greasy quiff, and Little Richard, they were astounding. And
would these two little chaps here be dancing like Elvis Presley in the playground?
No, I don't think we're at that stage. We would have done that, but we would sing stuff, and there was a group called Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, and Frankie Lyman was like some 10-year-old kid, so it was like Michael Jackson before Michael Jackson, and he had a couple of hits. One was quite well known. Why do fools fall in love? Why do fools...
love that song.
Why do birds sing so gay? Life's away at the break of day. And he did one in particular, which was called I'm Not a Juvenile Delinquent. Oh, no, no, I'm not a juvenile. And David and I used to sing that in harmony. And we'd sound rather like a poor man's Frankie Lyman, because we had little tiny high voices, which we used to sing in the choir together, the local choir in Bromley, St Mary's Choir. And there was also the Cubs. We were in the Cub Scouts together as well. So that was that. That were those two little urchins there.
Do you think seeing someone that young or doing all the pop songs and getting that kind of attention, did you feel like, oh, that's an achievable thing because that guy's doing it and he's young like us? Did it sow the seed of it being something that you could then...
I think it was more clandestine, like something that was slightly illegal and something that was not your mother's or your uncle's. It was definitely new and a secret almost.
Amazing how the difference in... I mean, there was almost so much fear around it, wasn't there? It was like, shut that down, that's unacceptable. It ignited so much in the younger people. What did you learn at the Cubs?
What did we learn at the Cubs?
I love the idea of you guys being at the Cubs.
We learned how to smoke marijuana. And see, you asked for that. Right, next.